I see him. I see the pearly whites. That means Wes is here.
Yeah, that's right. How you doing, Wes, brother?
I'm doing great, man. You too?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I'm beyond blessed.
Yes, we are that. We live a blessed life, and a lot of that is because we do what? We love what we do and do what we love, right?
We do.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Every day, get up and go do what we love. So, you know, we're going to go to the industry again today. And I always love all of the out of industry stuff that we talk to and get to bring some really, I'm trying to think of an adjective that would explain how blessed we are. Some of the people out of the industry we've been able to bring to our audience. Right. But, it's always great, to get back to the world I live in and breathe in every day, the post-frame metal roofing industry. And today is no different. We got a guy that's highly talented at what he does. And a caveat, I should say, just so I remind myself to be good, is he's the national sales director for Marco Industries, and I am a rep for Marco Industries. So I got to be kind of good.
Because it's about time somebody keeps you, you know, centered and you know, not smarting off.
I know. I'm almost scared to do this. Can we still cancel this? Is there time? I'm in now, aren't I?
Well, since we're live, you'll probably be able to do a couple of things, but that doesn't mean you won't come under the wrath of Aaron. So
that may be. I may owe him a alcoholic beverage or something when we're together soon. So
right.
Anyways, all right. Well, you know what? I know as interesting as you and I are, and how much we'd love to chat with each other, which we're going to be together a lot over the next few weeks. So
yes, we will.
Why don't we just like catch up then and go talk to Aaron?
I think that's a good idea. Let's get to Aaron.
All right. Keep smiling, buddy.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Are you kidding me? The one and only Aaron Carpenter.
Wow, Randy, we've been talking about this for a long time.
We have been. It's about time we did it, too.
It is. You know, I remember sitting out in a patio of a hotel in Michigan, maybe a couple years ago, talking about making this happen. And it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but wow. Here we are.
I remember that patio. Yeah. We had a good evening that night. I think didn't we walk along a river that night or something?
I don't know, but we solved all the problems of the world.
All of them. And plus some. I think we have some in the bank.
Yeah.
Well, it's always great to talk to you, a little different venue, because as in the intro there, you're the national sales director for Marco Industries on the steel side of the world there, and somebody that we work together every single day, and together as we go make things happen for the post frame and metal building world, so metal roofing world. So it's just great to be in this little different venue today.
It is. And you talked about two things on the intro. You know, you talked about being blessed. And obviously, you know, I'm very blessed to be with an amazing company, to have met some amazing people. You did also talk about tasks and being, you know, I don't know that I was quite up or understanding of the task of trying to keep you in line. So I'll try. And things just work out better that way.
Yeah. Well, that's an ongoing thing for life.
Yes.
And one that you might as well already prepare for. Is you're never going to get me fully under control. It'll never happen. It's
well, and I'll say this, and I don't mean to jump into a couple of things you want to get into, but you know, I've known you since about day two in the industry, and you have been a wonderful mentor and friend, and I've just it's been an honor getting to know you, and we've got to spend a lot of time together, and you know, thank you for everything you've done first and foremost.
Yeah, well, very very, very kind, and. And I can tell you, I was going to go there in a little bit, but you beat me to the punchline. I recognized early on when you started at Marco, and I think I told you, remember we was not a big surprise, but we was in a bar somewhere in some city in the United States. And I'd say what it was, but I don't remember because we travel so much, right? We end up with sales meetings and trade shows and customer events. We're always somewhere. But I remember telling you that I was jealous of you because you're so ahead of the game, ahead of the curve at your age than where I was at your age, that I wish I could go back. because you bring a talent level and a talent level and a professionalism to the industry, which is needed. So I will repay the compliment because it's deserved. So.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, you say ahead of the curve. I don't know. We all have different paths, right? And my path led me to where we are now. And I'm very thankful again for that. You know, I didn't have a path that I didn't grow up in construction. I didn't grow up in the roofing industry. I did grow up, you know, with a really good role model of my father, who was, he was the second employee at a company called Preferred Medical Deposits in Des Moines, Iowa, probably in the early 90s. And, you know, he was the vice president of sales. And so I just got to grow up watching him and kind of understanding and valuing and really, really just learning from him the relationship side of things and what that really means. And so, you know, not a path coming into the industry, but in terms of sales and that, it's been something that I've, you know, really enjoyed doing most of my adult life.
Well, and, you know, a great point with that, with learning from your dad. And I love that because that's my history, was learned from my dad early on. But an interesting part of that, too, is you have a unique entry into this industry. Like you said, had nothing to do with this industry at all. But regardless of the industry, sales, whether you've as a territory manager or as a regional manager, and now as national sales director, the world of sales is building relationships and building trust. And you're so good at that. And I think you had a little background coming into this that set you up for that, that you probably didn't recognize that's where you're going. And I'm talking about your previous job prior to here. And we didn't talk about whether you want to talk about it, but we're on now. So we are. So there you go.
No, that was, you know, I spent younger years in sales and technology sales and stepped out of that because I wanted to follow a lifelong dream of being an entrepreneur and owning a restaurant. I spent a lot of time doing that in my much younger years, and it was something I had a passion for. And so we spent my wife and I spent 5 years running a bar and grill up in northern Kansas. And well, you want to talk about life lessons you learned from that and communication and patience. You know, those are all certainly qualities that I suppose, you know, help me today, not in just work, but in parenting and life and friendships. And yeah, it certainly was a unique entry. That's for sure.
Well, it was. And, you know, the beautiful thing about that is that you learning, let's face it, everybody likes to chat with their bartender, right? Or the barkeep. It takes me way back. But and so to be a listener and a relationship builder in that environment, it serves you very well because you are a people person. And I want to talk about that because I find before we get into the industry a little more and Marco in general and what we've been up to and plan to do, it's that trust and relationship thing that has to start before the product, before the quality, before the service, before the price matters at all, right? You got to build that relationship between, because even in B2B, which we are, right? We're selling business to business, but it's still P2P at the end of the day. It's still a sales guy, whatever our title is. You're a director of sales. I'm a manufacturer's rep. We're still sales guys at the end of the day talking to a buyer, whether his title is president, CEO, buyer, purchasing agent. So I think that ability to develop that relationship early on and the trust and then the relationship, I think is huge. And that's something I know we strive to do at Marco, is to build those trusts and relationships. So how important is that? Am I overstressing the importance of that?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that's the heart of everything, whether it's, you know, metal roofing sales, whether it's whatever type of sales that may be, right? And that's that you have to have a relationship in which vendor and partner trust each other. And when that happens, you know, you develop lifelong friendships, or I believe, what's your term that you always use? Customer friends, I believe.
Customer friends,
yes. I absolutely love that. You know, I've got some people that I consider lifelong friends now that I've known and that I got to know out of this industry. But that is the most important, and you know, most of that comes to something that I preach to myself in my daily life and to my children, to that's just to listen, right? Listen with an open mind, and listen with curiosity, and listen to understand, right? Don't listen with intent, right? You know, a lot of times people are listening to get their next sentence out, and we need to listen to understand what our customers need, and what truly drives them and what helps them. If we don't understand that, then it's going to be a transactional relationship at best.
Boom. Exactly. And you know, you're so spot on of that, because that's the way I've always lived. Okay. That's not true. In my younger years of sales, it was all, you know, I probably was as good as any or as bad as anybody with having a term that gets used a lot as commission breath, right? Mm-hmm. You're almost breathing. I just want to sell you something because I need to make some money. Right. And important part of the deal. I mean, we sort of need to sell stuff, but we're not selling. This my take. We're not selling a product. We're not selling a service. We're selling a solution for this particular customer friend, and not just a order. That's the other key. We're selling a solution that will take care of their problem today. That'll keep them coming back for all of their solutions, not only today, but this year, next year, 10 years from now. Right. And you don't do that if everything is geared towards transactional, as in, well, let me back up. A lot of times transactional, I think, Aaron, and I'm going someplace with this, I think, is that we think about that as allowing customers to turn it into transactional. Mm-hmm. But too many times sales guys can turn it into transactional too. Like, I don't want to build this relationship. I just want an order. Well, that's short term, right? That's just short term, because
absolutely
all that is okay, thank you for that 8 pallets of stuff. That's kind of nice. But if it wasn't done the right way to where you develop the confidence that you get more, all you got is a transaction of 1 8 pallet order, which is nice, but that's not what we're looking for, right?
Right. And that's not what your customers are looking for, right? No. That's you're solving an immediate need, but you're not serving a long-term goal for them. And that's the other thing I talked about, you know, and sales guys all talk about this, but it's more than being a rep, right? It's more than being a territory manager for this account and that account. It's becoming, someone people go to in the industry, right? Mm-hmm. I want customers to call us not just for knowledge on our product, but knowledge in categories in general. Right. And I think that's the ultimate goal.
Well, it is. You want to be that trusted advisor, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the favorite calls that I get sometimes is that call. Hey, Randy, I don't think you probably handle this, but I knew you'd be the guy that would know where to go.
Yep.
Those are, because that means now that you are not just transactional, because if it was just transactional, they would know what I had. And hey, Randy, I need a few pallets of vent or a few pallets of underlayment or name it, right? It's, I'm going to come to you because I know you know what's going on, or know somebody that knows what's going on. And if you get to that level with people, you're that doesn't always guarantee you're always going to get every deal, right? Because there's still business that comes into play to some degree, right? But what it does guarantee in my mind is you'll always get an audience to talk about a new product. And if you develop that relationship, if things go awry a little bit, and they always will, you get that, I want to say that last look, but you get that early on, hey, you know what? I don't like what's going on here. You know, you caused me an issue here, or I'm having trouble with this. What can you do to help me? You get that way ahead of time where you can fix it. Or if it's transactional, you know, when you find that one out, when you look at a sales report or you wander around a warehouse 4 or 5 months later and you're going, huh, there's a lot of competitors' product in there. I wonder what happened, right? And that's what happened when you go transactional either way, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you never want to get the phone call if there's an issue, but I appreciate the phone call if there's an issue.
Yep.
Right. That's someone that's being, you know, open and honest and is trying to help you solve the problem instead of fighting you about it. And that happens, right? I mean, we still face, shortages, you know, we still have shipping issues, you know, that has gotten better. It's always going to be a struggle, I think, in the short term here, but, you know, everybody's learned to work around that. And again, it's just open and honesty. That's all people want.
Well, it is. And you hit on something else earlier that I thought was, I wanted to come back to is listening without intent, listening without coming up with what you want to say. So many people, and especially sales guys, because if you're drawn into sales for whatever reason, you either do like to talk a lot, or you think that's what you're supposed to do. You think you're supposed to, you know, a term I've heard before, to a diarrhea of the mouth, right? It's like, I just got to keep exposing all I know and how brilliant we are and how much I know. And during that time, what's important is what's important to the customer. Because if you listen long enough and ask questions and listen intently and have follow-up questions that make sense, and you have an empathy towards what their issues are, they're going to tell you exactly what it's going to take to sell them, right? Because they'll just tell you what they need. And then you, if you know the answer or you understand the problems, you can offer the correct solution, which is not, is much more important to offer that right solution today than it is, yeah, but I just got a special on a pallet of this and I just want to move it. Well, if they don't need that pallet of stuff, it's not a good move for either of you just to get that pallet moved, right?
Absolutely.
Because what's important is, I don't think you want that, Aaron, right? This is what I, hearing what you have to say, wouldn't this make some sense to at least we entertain, right? So if you always steer the customer to what you feel is probably best for them based on your communication, again, that's where that customer friend, trust relationship, trusted advisor, a theme comes into play, right?
Absolutely. And it comes from understanding what their wants, needs, abilities are. Everybody's different, right? Everybody's ordering patterns are different. Everybody's tolerances for bulk orders and things like that are different. So, you know, and that's something we do, and not just to jump into the Marco side, but that's something that I think that we do very well. And that is the, you know, the inner workings between our outside sales and our inside sales and the communication and that it certainly is relaying that as well. So not only do our outside salesmen have, you know, an understanding of what's going on, but that's relayed to the inside sales team so that they have the, you know, the best picture of our customers' needs as well.
Oh, exactly. And that team effort there is so vitally important. And I'm glad you brought that up, because sometimes in I'm sure in more companies than we think across the country, I'm not saying this is based even in our industry, because I think as a whole, our industry is pretty good at this, but there is that divide at times between inside and outside, and there shouldn't be. It should be the same team. It should be cohesive, because many times if we can let inside know what's going on, they're better prepared to help the customer when there's an issue or an opportunity. And at the same token, you or I might become pretty good pals with this guy out in the field, and he don't want to hurt our feelings or tell us something too bad, but he lights up the inside people with it, right? Well, we need to know that, right? We need to know that. We need to know and be on the same page. What I love with good inside people, and I get that all the time with folks at Marco, is, hey, I just had this call from this guy, and if it's a problem, he'll tell me. But it also tell me, hey, we just got this great order and they really, really love this new vent we just sold them or whatever it is. Because what that allows me to do is, as an outside guy, not call up and say, hey, was you ever going to get around to ordering this stuff? It's like, hey, thanks for the order, man. I know you just placed one and we really appreciate it. I know they're going to have that out next week for you. I'll stop by in a couple of weeks, see how it's going. It puts us in a much better customer friend relationship with those people, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. So go ahead.
No, go ahead there.
No. You had something that was brilliant. I could tell. I know that look in your eye.
I don't know about that, but no, I just, you know, and you got to, you're part of these as well. You know, you can kind of organize communication in a sense, but it has to be a group of people that want to allow that to happen. Right. And you're part of this. We have meetings that not only include the outside sales team, but the inside sales team and marketing as well, because it's extremely important that everybody, you know, again, knows what's going on from a marketing standpoint, you know, what kind of marketing pieces may be, you know, greatly beneficial to our customers. And those are things that we just create an open dialogue for. And I think everybody wins.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so let's really drill down a little bit. So people from the industry probably have an idea at minimum, or maybe an idea at a lot of what Marco does, but let's talk about what we do at Marco Industries.
Well, you know, we are not only production company of ventilation enclosure, which is what we do at Hart. I mean, that's what everybody knows Marco for in the industry. You know, we're a very quality and service driven company. We are family owned. We just have an outstanding owner of our company that believes in our mission and supports everything we do. And that kind of bleeds, you know, from the top down to the bottom. But, you know, again, at Hart, we're a production company of ventilation enclosure. Obviously, we carry ancillary products, sealants, flashings, you know, all those type of things. And really, the way we do that is just by trying to find what our customers' needs are and what lines can we provide them that help us, that fall within the scope of what we do at Marco. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we've done a really good job with this. And we use the term a lot. And most people in that would be probably in this audience would understand the term share of wallet, right? Mm-hmm. And that works both ways, and it's beneficial both ways. Is we, of course, as the manufacturer, as the supplier, we want as big a share of wallet as we can get. In other words, if we have 8 different product lines, in a perfect world, we'd like as many of those as we could get, right? But it's doing it the right way. And I think we've always done that the right way. And I think that's important. We don't just bring out product that really doesn't fit the nature of what we do and doesn't fit the customer, but I don't know, we could sell these and make some money. And we bring in things that is beneficial to the customer to give us the share of wallet. Because at the end of the day, of course we want it, right? Because we're sales guys or we're owners, senior management, whatever. Of course we want it. But the key is, does it make sense for the customer? And of course it does. If they can buy more of that share of wallet from one source that's trusted and they know there's the freight ramifications, there's all these things that come into play. So I think it's easy for maybe a customer sometimes to think, well, you keep adding these different products because you just want to sell me more stuff. Yeah, kind of. But it's a benefit to you too, right? Because you don't need to multi-source at times. If you can bring all those back to 1 or 2 or 3 suppliers instead of 15 suppliers, your PO stream, your payables are all very, very much easier. And it just allows you to meet the prepaid freight minimum. So there's a lot of things we do there that's very commonsensical, I guess is my long version of that.
Well, absolutely. And you hit on that well. We all want the full share wallet, right? All of us do. You know, fortunately, the metal roofing industry as a whole has been growing at a very, you know, good clip for a lot of years now. And so the pie itself is very large. It comes back to understanding what your customer needs. You know, we provide solutions for most everything. Yet at the same time, I understand there's going to be pockets of places that love whether this sealant or this flashing or those are about the hardest things you can change to switch a customer over to your sealant. You know, it's like pulling teeth, but again, we try to provide big picture. I want us to grow and build accounts based on reliability, based on quality, based on relationships with our sales team. The products speak for themselves. You know, we've got a very high quality selection of products. And because we manufacture the heart of our products as well, we're able to stay, you know, more than competitive in the industry price-wise as well. Which allows our customers to build their business quicker as well and grow.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing too. I think it's important is we do manufacture right there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Beautiful facility. It's up on the website when Wes puts that up there. We've been there together many a times. It's a great city. Great place to visit. I'm sure it's a great place for the people that work in town to work and live. And as you mentioned, a great owner. The vision from ownership down, and you kind of touched on that, but it's very family oriented, growth oriented, but doing it the right way. Is that an accurate statement?
That's very accurate. I mean, we've got to be data driven, but at the same time, you know, we're very in tune with the personal lives of everyone that works at Marco, right? You know, work isn't everything that we do and everybody that we are. And you know, there's a balance there. I mean, as a sales team, we push hard, right? And we do everything we can to grow our business, but we understand the you know, the personal side of everybody's lives as well. And I think creating that healthy balance is just creates a better culture. And that's something I'm absolutely huge on is just the culture within our company. You know, we've got a team now that I see inside, I see outside, I see sales territories, and everybody's working together. You know, everybody's a resource for one another. Instead of picking back and forth at each other, you know, whose fault is this or that, it's a much more cohesive, functioning structure. I'm extremely proud of it.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right. And something that speaks to that was a few years back, we had a, and it could have been much worse. And so we're blessed that it, for all of us that it wasn't, but when we had a tornado hit, right. And damaged a part of the building. And I know that, so many people that work there at the plant in distribution, in production, in the office were streaming there as quick as they could. What do you need? How can we help? No expectations other than this is our place. This is part of our life. Right. And that speaks a lot. They didn't wait to get told we need you to come in. Mm-hmm. They didn't get wait and hope. Maybe they won't call me. Geez, maybe I'll get a few days off. It was like, this is our place. This is our livelihood. This is our family. This is our culture, right? And that was a huge indicator, I thought.
Yeah, I think so. And that's, you know, when I talk about being proud of Marco and who I work for, it's not who I work for, right? It's another family. And I say that, and, you know, I think we all feel that way at times, but it really is pretty phenomenal. And, you know, that kind of comes back to, again, the ownership. You know, everybody from production workers to outside sales, you know, it's just so important that everybody, you know, has livable wages, has the ability to grow in their job. And knowing that the company, you know, is very supportive of what we're doing. Again, that just couldn't be more proud of our company.
Awesome. So we're obviously heavy. Our division is heavy into the metal roofing business, the metal roofing industry, which includes residential, commercial, industrial, post-frame buildings, metal frame buildings. So, you know, for people that don't know, we supply vents and ventilation materials, enclosures, underlayments, and ancillary products. Talk to me about the industry. What are you seeing? It's, I mean, it's been a beautiful industry. I've grown up in this my whole life. How do you see the industry in general? How do you see where we're at now today? And how do you see, I know there's a lot of questions. I'm going to be quiet in a minute, I promise. And okay, I don't promise, but how do you see where we're going? Not only as Marco, because we're leading edge and we try to be tip of the sword, but how do you see this industry? Because it's been pretty doggone good.
It has been good. And I think the thing that is most unique to our industry right now is its versatility. You know, you do a great job, and I see a lot of this through you as well. But, you know, you're sharing a lot of pictures of buildings that our customers are doing and that. And just the looks and the things they're able to do now are just phenomenal, right? In the past, you know, metal roofing was thought of, you know, driving through ag land and just seeing this metal roof here and there, right? Which 50% of the time was rusty and you know, but everything from what you want to call them barred dominiums, you know, now to commercial, just to residential roofing, the colors, the patterns, the textured looks, the things that they can do now through these paint systems are just phenomenal. And they're able to give looks to metal roofs and to siding that we just haven't had in the past. And it really is much more useful now than an ag building, right? You can really turn it into a beautiful home or commercial building. And actually, as a matter of fact, I had a storm come through here 4 or 5 months ago, and I think we're going to have to replace our roof. And as to not be, you know, hypocritical, we're going to put a metal roof on our house here. So kind of starting to go through that whole selection ourselves and trying to find what colors and patterns, but there's just so many options that, you know, there's just so many options that people have, and there's so many different things we can do now that we're not just limited to that ag building anymore.
Hey. Oh, exactly. That is a beautiful thing about this industry is we're growing quickly, the metal roofing industry itself. But what really bodes well, which is exciting, is it's like a train that's got up to speed, right? I mean, it's smoking. I mean, it's a busy industry, a lot of stuff going on, but we still only have a small percentage of the overall roofing industry. And I know that's a subject for a different day, but Marco's really getting big into the other side of that, the steep slope world, right? But our part of the world that we live in every day, it's such a huge industry, the roofing industry in general, that another percent or two or three of the industry is just huge when it comes to total dollars that's available, right? So the barring world events or things that none of us can control or maybe even foresee, I think the outlook for the metal world is very strong. Do you not see the same?
I would say the same. And I say, unfortunately, we see, Florida's just been getting battered for years. You know that as a half-time resident, but the metal roofing industry isn't going anywhere. Re-roofs just continue to grow every year. As we see, it just seems like now we're seeing a lot more of these destructive storms and things that are doing damage. And so, the re-roofing itself is going to continue to stay at a pace dictated by Mother Nature. But again, a lot of the new growth is going to come from innovation and technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a great point. You touched on that a minute ago with all the changes. It used to be basically metal roofing was years ago, a pole barn roof that was converted to a house, and nothing wrong with that. It looks good in certain houses, right? But we've grown so far so quickly to the ones that look a little more like a standing seam, but still fastened through to the standing seams themselves and all the different profiles, to the crinkle or textured or look that takes some of the shine away and just makes it look a little more residential friendly, maybe, to painted stamp shingles, to stone coated stamp shingles. There's such an outlet of opportunities that are available to make that house look beautiful and aesthetically pleasing. If you everything from fairly cost effective, I mean, let's face it, you can get into at the lower end of the price range, at or no different than a shingle. In many cases, all the way up to you can spend whatever you want to have this incredible look. And I think that bodes well for the industry because we've been innovative as an industry, and we've been cognizant of what people want. Another example of that is we're selling more siding now in the metal roofing industry because of the board and batten look, because people are rolling, shiplap looks and all these different things that 10 years ago, those options weren't there. So I think that really helps fuel the use of metal, which serves us all well.
It does. And they're long lasting options.
Right.
Right. That's one thing again, just with Marco is that, we build accessories to match the lifetime of the roof. Right. And so, products like our closure and our ventilation have 40-year warranties, right? That's our goal, is to match the life of it. So as the understanding in the industry and just in homeowners in general gets out, and as we kind of dispel some of the negative myths that you would with metal roofing, it becomes a much more viable option for everybody. And I know, actually, I'm kind of noticing the sunlight isn't too great on this porch back here. You'll be here in about a month or so. We're going to have a sales meeting here in beautiful Lawrence, Kansas. I don't think we'll have the roof on yet, so maybe you can try to help talk the boss into some of the options I'm looking for.
I see. So you're going to throw me into that one. Nice. Me and Mary. I'll tell you what. By the time I come there, I think no, I won't be. I won't be off 75 hard. So you can't convince me with alcohol, but you will.
Well, we're going to have a check in every day for you.
I think we should. I think that's important. I need a check-in every day. But no, metal is, that'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to being in Lawrence. I've never been in Lawrence. I think we should go tour the campus one day just for
We can absolutely do that. It may be part of the plans already, Randy.
Oh, it might be. Okay. Shh. I won't tell anybody. And then we'll be at, we'll also be at MetalCon together in Vegas. I think.
Yeah,
are you coming to Vegas? Maybe you're not. You may not be, but some of us will.
I'll be there twice, actually. We've got Western States here coming up next week.
Oh, that's right.
Most likely I will see you at the Rollformers show. We'll also be out at MetalCon. We've got an RCAT show down in Texas. So we're kind of really starting to ramp up that heavy show season here.
Yep.
In the fall. So really looking forward to getting out and seeing everybody.
Yeah. It's coming fast. That show season is, it's a plus minus, right? It becomes a lot at times. Mm-hmm. When I look at my schedule sometimes, and as you do, it could get slightly overwhelming at times and how many places we need to be. But even if you hit that moment where you're going, that's like the fourth one in the last 6 weeks, man, I'm getting a little tired of this, until you show up, right? And then it's because that's the beautiful thing is the culture you talk about at Marco has been fostered to such that we're all pals, we're all buds, we're all doing things together to help each other. But to extrapolate that slightly, it's just a great industry, right? The people in the industry are just good people, and it's a great industry to live and work in, isn't it?
Yeah, they really are. Again, I didn't grow up with a construction or roofing background, but to get to know the people in our industry, I don't know how or why people would want to leave once you're here. You know, it's mm-hmm. just and it's still a small industry, right? Mm-hmm. You know, our competitors. In the marketplace, we know most of those guys. We know most mm-hmm. of the TSMs in every part of the country, and they're all good people. We just wear a different shirt.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that speaks to the quality of people in the industry because I liken it to a college or an NFL football game, right? You're on opposite teams. You're going to drill the guy into the ground, but then you don't have a problem reaching down and giving him a hand, helping him back up and maybe go grab a brewski later, right?
Absolutely.
And it's the same thing. I mean, we go put on the uniform of battle today and go try to do business and earn business. But the people are, just because they're competitors sometimes doesn't mean we have to be enemies and hate each other. You know, we get along with a lot of our people mm-hmm. that we, and you never know. But because of small industry, you never know who might be your buyer someday because they leave, they decide to stay in the industry. You were competing against them, and now all of a sudden, one day, they're the head buyer at a company you want to sell. Now, they may be working for you. You might be working for them, right? You don't know. So, and I think the industry is really good at not carrying that competitive nature. And we're all very competitive, but into an area that it probably doesn't do any of us any favors to be. So that's, a testament to the good people. So,
absolutely.
Parting words, because you've been very kind with your time, and I appreciate you being on. As always, look forward to hanging with you several times in the very near future. Should ask questions. What did we miss today, or any parting words you want to say before we get out of here? And I got to get on the road for 5 hours after this little podcast, so I'm out the door in about 3 minutes.
Well, then I'll save you the questions. I'll just say again, just thanks for having me on. It's been a long time. We've talked about doing this. There's life gets busy. We got three little kids, got a 12, 11, and a 6-year-old. And so life gets busy, but, I just appreciate being on. Always love talking the industry. It's a phenomenal industry to be in, and I couldn't ask to be with a better company doing it.
Awesome. And the feelings mutual, my friend. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Aaron.
Thank you, Randy.
All right. Cheers. See you soon.
Take care.
All right. You too. All right. Aaron Carpenter, National Sales Director, Marco Industries out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ventilations, closures, underlayments, pipe boots, butyl tapes, on and on and on and on. All the ancillary items. Really, really, really good people. And been proud to represent them for, I think I'm 25-ish years that I've represented this company as one of the several in the industry. So been blessed to be here. So that is it for this one. Remember, love what you do and do what you love. That's what I'm doing right now, and that's what I'm going to do as soon as we get off of here, because my suitcase is literally in the car, because I do practice my hashtag hybrid road warrior Randy lifestyle. My suitcase is in the car, 4 bottles of water. I am literally out the door in 3 minutes for a 5-hour drive to finish the rest of the week out doing both hybrid in person and on the air. You'll see me again soon. Anyways, that's it for today. Live it, love it, own it, and go make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.